Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hopefully you're all doing well today, standing strong in the power of the Lord and His might and His word and His joy and His peace. That's the power that we have, is Him, all through Him, because of Him, and for Him. Today, I thought we would go through Proverbs 11:22 and do what we did verse by verse, in like we did in Proverbs 31, and look at the Hebrew words and kind of put it together and talk about it. Proverbs 11:22. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. And I'm going to tell you why I picked this one. There's a whole bunch I want to go through, but for some reason this one came up sooner, because I think about this a lot when we're on the streets, because I see more and more lately this thing going on with women. It's men too, but I talk to women more often than not. And it doesn't really matter how old they are, young or old. Wow, I wrote a post a long time ago about how I thought older women should have more wisdom. At least the Bible speaks about that, but I see it's like almost less and less as they get older. A lot of them have nose rings. And I'm just going to say, you know, I'm going to say maybe 15 years ago, I could be totally wrong, but in our culture here, it wasn't a really common thing until then. It started a little tiny, maybe a little diamond or some kind of sparkly thing in the little curve of the nose, real small. And then it started getting bigger. And then it became a ring around the side. And now we see in the front, they call that the septum. I don't know. I should have looked it up before I got on the audio. But it's right in the middle, right in the front. And it started as little, and now we see real big ones, and they're shiny, and they're sparkly, and yeah. So anyway, we're just seeing that more and more, and as I'm talking to these women, this verse keeps coming to my mind, and it's like really ironic to me. So anyway, I just thought we would go through this, and we're going to look through the Hebrew meanings of it, and then just talk a little bit about it. So let's start with jewel. So that's a nose ring or an earring. When in the reference to this, that's what the Hebrew says. So in this case, it would be a nose ring. Gold, which the Hebrew says is a precious metal, brilliance, splendor, or it could be something that someone's placed a value on, or they see it as precious or good or splendor, you know. And I say it that way because today, maybe in their nose rings, they're not made of gold. They may be something cheap, you know, that somebody has, it's some kind of a ring in there that's not real gold, but they place the value on it. To them, it's very valuable because it makes them look good. Swine, or in other words, we know it's an animal. It could be a hog or a boar. Here in America, we call it a pig, so I'm going to use that word because it's more common than boar or swine, so I'm going to add in the word pig too. And let's see, snout. Well, it's a nose or a nostril. And the Hebrew also says anger, but that doesn't really fit in the context here. So the snout would be what we know in a swine would be the nose, or the, you know, the snout on a swine or the nose of a person. Fair is beautiful, comely, which we kind of already understand what that is. It also says handsome, but that's mainly used for men, so I'm not going to use that here. And we also know that beauty can vary depending on the person who's judging it. And I think I kind of touch on that later on, too, in the talk here. Without, the Hebrew means to turn aside, depart, or be removed. Now, in our language, when I think of the word without, it's like something lacking, meaning you don't have it, which that could be this, too. But when I read this Hebrew meaning, it shows it's something that's been turned aside from or turned away from, departed from, or removed. And that, to me, kind of puts more responsibility on the person than just lacking something. Let's see. Discretion. So, in our English language, it's what it's, this is the definition. Individual choice or judgment, or the power or right to decide or act according to one's own judgment, freedom of judgment. So basically it's saying in our English language, it would be like whatever we figure it to be, our own choice, our own discretion. But the Greek meaning means taste or perceive. And that's kind of like what we learned in Proverbs 31, the verse by verse, where it says she perceives her merchandise as good. And it also means manner, behavior, reason, judgment. And I thought maybe it would be good to have some scripture references here to give us more of a diverse view of it. So I'm going to do, let's see, 1, 2, 3 different scriptures here for, what is it, discretion. Sorry, I lost my notes there. Psalm 119:66. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. So the word discretion that we're looking at, the same Hebrew word for it is judgment in this, and it talks about good judgment. Let's go to Proverbs 26:16. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than 7 men that can render a reason. So the word reason is the same one as discretion there. Jeremiah 48:11. Moab has been at ease from his youth, and he hath settled on his lees, and hath not been emptied from vessel to vessel, neither hath he gone into captivity. Therefore his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. And the word for that is taste. So we see that discretion is having a good behavior or actions and judgment or knowledge of that which would be good. It's deep inside, like the word taste. And it just means someone who's going to have those within them and could be doing these good things or something like that. So we're going to read the verse again and then talk about it. Proverbs 11:22. As a jewel of gold in a swine's snout, so is a fair woman which is without discretion. And now let's read it with the Hebrew meanings. As a nose ring of precious metal, splendor, or brilliance is in a swine or pig's snout, so is a beautiful or comely woman that has turned aside and departed from discretion, good knowledge, judgment, and behavior. Certainly makes us look at it a little bit differently when we read it with those Greek, the Hebrew meanings in there. It gives us a lot more depth to it. So I guess when I look at that and I understand it, I see a picture of a nose ring in the snout of a pig, and it makes that nose ring worthless. Because if that nose ring is of gold and it's valuable, it's being shoved around in the dirt and the muck of a pig pen, and we know what else is in a pig pen, right? It's not just dirt. So when you see that valuable nose ring being shoved around in the dirt, that's the same as a woman that has beauty and she's turned away from good actions and behavior and her knowledge, and she's doing bad actions and behavior with that beauty. So her beauty is pretty much in comparison to the nose ring of a pig. And so her beauty is marred by her bad actions and behavior, just like that gold nose ring of a pig's being shoved around in all the icky stuff of a pig pen. So they both lose their value, don't they? And they're both pretty disgusting and not something my sisters want to be, that's for sure. And here, there's nothing new under the sun, is there, sisters? I want to read this. Isaiah 3:16-24. Moreover, the Lord saith, because the daughters of Zion are haughty and walk with stretched forth necks and wanton eyes, walking and mincing as they go and making a tinkling with their feet, therefore the Lord will smite with a scab the crown of the head of the daughters of Zion, and the Lord will discover their secret parts. In that day the Lord will take away the bravery of their tinkling ornaments about their feet, and their cauls, and their round tires like the moon, the chains and the bracelets and the mufflers, the bonnets and the ornaments of the legs, and the headbands and the tablets and the earrings, the rings and nose jewels, the changeable suits of apparel and the mantles and the wimples and the crisping pins, the glasses and fine linen and the hoods and the veils. And it shall come to pass that instead of a sweet smell there shall be stink, and instead of a girdle a rent, and instead of well-set hair baldness, and instead of a stomacher a girding of sackcloth, and burning instead of beauty. So we see all their actions were external and disgusting because of their haughtiness and pride, making them, like we're talking about, despicable. That would be despicable to God, just like that nose ring in a pig. It's disgusting and dirty the way it's being used. And so I found it interesting, you know, nothing new under the sun. They were doing those nose rings. It says nose jewel, but it's also ring. They're doing it back then, and we see it today, and we also see how, yeah, It's ugly, isn't it, sisters, that the bad actions can totally just overcome anything good that you have. So, and we also learned in Proverbs 31:30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. So the beauty of a godly woman isn't determined by her looks. It's determined by her actions, right? Because we already talked about in Proverbs 31, the beauty of a woman, the external beauty of it could be subject to the person who perceives it. And we talked about Ruth and Boaz, you know, and we also talked about Esther, you know, if Esther had a different king that she stood before, maybe he would prefer somebody else because of it. But so we can't, there's no way to just base beauty. It's on the person who perceives it, but we can judge. And if you want to base the actions of a woman and compare it to beautiful in the eyes of God, it would be comparing her actions to the word of God, which never changes. And you can do that. You can see if a woman is being obedient according to that. So what I'm trying to get at here, the external beauty of a woman, it's just that. It's all on the outside. And we sisters, we want the internal beauty of Christ. And by having that, it's going to have the characteristics of a godly woman who's going to have discretion, meaning our actions and our behavior and knowledge are going to be good. And how do we base that? How do we know what to do for our actions and behavior? We look at 1 Peter 3, how we're supposed to adorn ourselves with a meek and quiet spirit and chaste. And 1 Timothy 2, we're supposed to have like a shamefacedness and sobriety. And Titus 2 talks about characteristics. I mean, that's all beautiful in the sight of God. And of course, the fruits of the Spirit, and there's a whole bunch of them that we could list on there. I mean, there's a lot of awesome, beautiful characteristics of a godly woman. And so I wanted to leave us with, Isaiah 53:2. Now, the word beauty in there isn't the same as the same exact Hebrew word for beauty in the other ones, but we can use this as a reference. I guess I'm just going to say this is what I would rather be. I'd rather be like Christ. Isaiah 53:2. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. I'd rather be that, without external beauty, but filled with him, which is the real beauty that us sisters want. Amen? All right. Hold fast, and Lord willing, I'll be back again. And sisters, if I'm not, keep striving on, for he is worthy. All right, I love you all. May God be praised.